but I can't believe I found you. Like, I can't believe I am. I can't believe. Why are we friends? Like, I'm trying to remember, like, 100%.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ready in Chamesh. Arba. Shalosh Stein?
Man, he just got back from the Wailing Wall and he just keeps dropping it on us. July 24th, I'm going to be at Ball Arena in Denver, Colorado. It's my second show there. I'm very excited. And if you missed it last week, I believe I announced I am doing a tour in Australia and New Zealand after the new year. All those are at tomsegura.com/tour. Birdie Boy is doing the Fully Loaded
Fully Loaded is
festival
in 2 weeks, June 16th.
Yeah.
June 16th. Get your tickets. We are in. Ready? This is how I can remember my tours by this way. It goes South Bend, Louisville, Dayton, Rochester, then Greenville, Lawrenceville, Brandon, and Bristol.
That's pretty good.
I'm ready to do the right. I and then I will be at Red Rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We announced on the exact same day. That wasn't great business.
We're fucking morons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We announced on the exact same day. Hey, do you guys have a fixed income? Do you have room enough for one set of tickets or a tour? I'm at Red Rocks September 9th, and Wilco
is playing the next night?
The next fucking
night. Last time you had Jimmy Buffett.
Dude.
And you got to hang out.
I just go,
salt.
What? The Margaritaville?
Yeah.
I could go for a margarita right now.
I believe you.
Jeff Tweedy has no idea what he's in store for.
Have you ever met him?
Nope. And I will cry when I meet him.
You will cry?
I'm going to cry. It's going to get uncomfortable. I bet he leaves the room. I bet.
Do you think security escorts you out?
I bet someone escorts me out. I bet someone escorts me out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to wear a cool hat. Ooh, maybe I'll buy him a hat. I'll buy him a present.
Maybe get those head measurements first, you know?
He looks like he's got a big head.
Well, get the specifics and go
ready?
Full Burt on it. You got to get him add a lot, you know, custom.
Oh, I'm a lot of razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
I'm going to creep him out. I'm going to let him know right now. Someone get this to Jeff Tweedy. I will be at Red Rocks the day before. I already sent invites to have the band.
I will say this. I know certain things about you, like, would be automated answers from if somebody asked me, they're like, you know, like, does Burt, you know, like to sleep? I'd be like, no. You know, does Burt party? Yes. What's his favorite? Vodka, Tito's. Like, I would just like, and if somebody said, do you know, honestly, if somebody said, do you know, what's Burt's favorite band? I'd go, Wilco.
Yeah.
I've known that about you for years.
Yeah. I've seen them live every time they've ever come to LA. My marketing for my comedy, the way I run my career is based on the way Wilco doesn't run their career. Like, I have a bone to pick with Wilco in that they don't market enough.
Oh.
I'm certain. So, like, you know, like, sometimes you do a gig and you get a guarantee. So then it doesn't matter if you sell it out or not.
Right.
You still want to,
but
if it doesn't matter. I bet they have a guarantee when they do these gigs. And so it doesn't matter if he sells it out. I don't, I'm sure he's been doing it long enough. That,
when,
like,
did you start listening to Wilco?
I started listening to Wilco. Ooh, that's a great question. So in 1999.
That's when?
1999, I started listening to Wilco. And I discovered the first song I heard. And then
are they Atlanta based? Am I wrong?
No, they're Chicago.
Chicago. Oh.
And so, and then in 2001, I discovered the documentary. Are you trying to break my heart? Type in the documentary. This documentary is fucking amazing. I think that's the name of the documentary.
This is
type in doc.
A doc about them?
Yeah. So this documentary.
Oh, a film about Wilco. I am trying to break your heart.
I am trying to break your heart. My bad. And so. This is a documentary. What happened is they made this album, I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. I'm dyslexic, so when I see things, I read them. I just read them the way I see them.
Mm-hmm.
They were making this album. I think the name of the album is I'm Trying to Break Your Heart. And they had a deal at, like, whatever, Capitol. And they went in and gave them the album. And the people were like, we don't like it. And they're like, what? And they're like, re-record it. And they're like, no, this is the album we're doing. What's the matter, Nadav? And then... this is a whole documentary about them making that album, them writing the songs, and then them not getting, they didn't, no one liked it. So then they got their album back and then they released it online and it fucking exploded. And then all of a sudden people were like, hey, how do we get a hold of that album?
This is the equivalent, kind of, I mean, not exactly the same, but like YouTube specials, which I'm the biggest proponent of. Like, I love comics doing YouTube specials because you get to just put it out there on a platform that everybody has.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it. I mean, I thought this would happen. I thought this would happen, especially like when I think when I got like my second special.
I just had a brilliant idea.
Oh, yeah?
I just had a brilliant idea. I just had a brilliant idea. Keep going.
Okay. And I remember that everybody that was hit, like, would talk, but comics would be like, how do I get, how? Like, I don't know. And then they would be, everybody would be so disappointed when they'd go, Netflix didn't get one. And it was right there already, YouTube meaning. And I was like, looking back, I was like, oh man, they, everybody should have been doing that.
Mark Norman has 10 million views on his special.
Yeah.
10 million.
10 million is.
10 million people. You only need 80,000 people to make a good living.
Sure.
You need 80,000 people to go see you on tour.
Yeah.
Dude, you're
10 million on that. I don't know how many millions, but millions also on Shane Gillis special.
Shane Gillis.
Sam Morril's done it. Schultz has done it. Who else?
Schultz didn't do it.
Yeah, that was like his first thing that he did, was put out stand up on YouTube, for sure.
I thought he did a Netflix special.
No,
no, you're
maybe
right,
recently,
you're right,
but
you're
I'm
right,
saying
you're
to
right, you're
to
right,
start.
Oh no, he did an Amazon. No, I know. I think he's about to shoot a special. I don't remember.
Okay,
but keep going. But so that's what
Giannis Pappas, Joe List. But it's like you can just take your material and put it out there, and people will find it, and you see those numbers just grow, and then that translates into ticket sales and new fans and all that shit. It's brilliant.
Here's what really got me with Wilco. Like, okay. This is what really got
is
me.
Is this your brilliant idea or this?
No,
is
no,
just,
no. Okay. I'll give you my brilliant idea. I'm going to tell you my brilliant idea off air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so I watched this album. I get this album, and all of a sudden I'm in Sacramento, and I'm Trying to Break Your Heart clicks with me. It really clicks with me. And I listened to it the whole ride back. We're pregnant with Georgia. And I listened to I'm the Man Who Loves You. Oh, see, this is why I'm going to cry if I meet Jeff Tweedy.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I'll cry when I meet him. This is going to creep him the fuck out. I listened to Wilco when I took Georgia home from the hospital.
Okay.
And so, like, that was my whole shit when I was a brand new dad. And I remember all the guys I knew in LA that were all dads, all were into Wilco. And they were like, yeah, it's like dad music, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to talk about being a dad on stage, and I wanted to be cool. But then you go to these concerts and it was all dudes. It was all dudes that were like executives or like producers.
Yeah.
And it was like all comics. And I went to so many of his fucking shows when he'd come to LA. And then here's what got me. They did this thing called the Living Room Shows. Will you type in Wilco Living Room Shows? I would love to find these again. These were hard. I don't know if you can even find them. See if you can find them. So Wilco, Jeff Tweedy's wife's a savage, a fucking savage. She's the shit. Like, she is the, you know, people say, like, you know, where would you be without Leanne? I'd be like, fucking nowhere. I mean, nowhere. I would never have succeeded. Jeff Tweedy's wife is the only reason we know Wilco.
Really?
Dude, yeah. This woman has, this is my perspective. And I, by the way, I don't know where I'm getting this from, but she has fucking spackled this dude into shape. I mean, I'm sorry if Jeff Tweedy's like upset about what I'm saying. I think he had a heroin addiction, a pill addiction. He went through all of it. And this woman stuck by him, kept him together. She was like a bar owner. She owned a bar that Fred Armisen used to work at in Chicago. Fred Armisen and Jeff Tweedy are like best friends.
Really?
Yeah. And I know by so much way, about fucking Jeff Tweedy.
Here's your living room thing.
So he would, his wife would, for 25 grand, his wife would let Jeff Tweedy, by the way, Jeff Tweedy, I'll give you $100,000 to play in my backyard. I'll give you $100,000 to play in my backyard. I will give you, and I'll donate it to whatever charity you want.
There we go.
I will give you $100,000, because that's his thing. He goes to living room shows. You pick this playlist. They pick the playlist, right?
Yeah.
He plays in their living room, acoustic. And, and I got all four of them. He did four of them. I had four of them. I had them in when Leanne had the Mercedes. I had them in the thing.
What's a good starting point for me to listen to?
I couldn't even tell you. Their catalog's so big right now.
But what would you start with?
My anthem is Wilco. Like their song Wilco.
They have a song called Wilco.
And that was
Fat Boys are back.
And so when I was on Travel Channel, one of my favorite memories I've ever had in my entire life, Wilco, the album. And then the first song's Wilco. That's my do shit song. So like when we were in Travel Channel, one of my favorite memories ever, we ride motorcycles up into Crow territory. We hunt buffalo. We take a helicopter back to the top of a mountain. I get on my motorcycle, sun setting, and we're going down to a bar. The hotel that we're staying at that has a bar. Mm-hmm. I have not had a drink. I get on the motorcycle and I throw in my headsets and I play Wilco, the song. And Wilco's Wilco. And the sun is setting. I'm on top of a mountain in Crow territory out in the Montana, I think, Montana or South Dakota. And a pack of wild horses runs up next to me on my motorcycle. And is keeping fucking pace with me. I am riding next to fucking wild motorcycles, listening to dun 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 dun. And I'm like, fucking yeah, woo! Wilco loves you, baby. And I'm fucking like, yeah. I'm like, dude, greatest fucking memory. Going in through the canyons, wild fucking horses. Tom, I actually stopped my motorcycle at one point. When is anyone seeing this? It was a fucking. But I did. I'm skiing in Switzerland, and I'm listening to Wilco. And I fucking have this great moment on top of a fucking mountain. I listen to Wilco all the time. And when
dude, guy, you know what you would fucking be amazing as?
A drug addict.
Well, do what? You remember Billy Mays?
Wait, the sales guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, you could pick, like, if comedy shut down, you could pick up exactly where he was.
Great dime
and
job on that guy.
Convince me to buy anything. I really think you could.
If I'm in love with it, I bet you're right.
I bet you could. You with baking soda? I mean, we would all be leaving here with fucking 20 orders of baking soda.
Can I tell you what business I'd like to get into?
Sure.
The recovery business.
Recovery. Drugs and alcohol?
Yeah, but the morning after.
What is that?
I don't know. I always get approached by alcohol companies to like, hey, you want to fucking do some alcohol stuff?
Do it for me now.
I don't want to do alcohol.
No, do the pitch for what you're talking about.
My pitch is, I'm saying it to a company. There's got to be a company out there that gets me.
Yeah.
That gets me. Because I'm the guy. Are you the kind of guy that likes to stay up late night and have the second bottle of wine? Are you the kind of guy that goes, just one more episode? One more episode and a glass of wine. Ooh, you know what I want to do? I want to go out to the back. I want to smoke a cigar and have a drink while the family's asleep. But I got a busy day tomorrow. I can fix that. Just one shot of Burt in the morning and we're clean. That's what I need. I need a doctor.
Like a detox kind
of
thing?
I want something where I fucking pound it and it's, and I'm like, I got to be honest with you. Liquid IV is pretty fucking good. And yeah, they're a sponsor of ours. We do that every morning. But I need Liquid IV with a punch.
What about some Kratom or something?
I want like a big punch in the dick in the morning. I want to feel like someone grabbed my dick and pulled me out of bed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the feeling I want to feel in the morning. And that's what I'm searching for. I'm going to talk to Rogan about it tomorrow. I'm going to talk about the doctors at the stem cells.
Yeah.
I want this much illegal. Like, here's what I want. I want a trace amount of cocaine in it. A trace amount of cocaine.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get out of bed and I want to fucking kill what I want. I want it to make coffee look soft.
Yeah.
People like, it was coffee.
Why are you having coffee? You can take the birdie bomb.
The birdie bomb.
Yeah.
You take a birdie bomb and it's like, I remember one time they had this energy drink called nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
And I drank it and I remember being like, I think I want to go jack off. Like, it was like fucking great. Yeah. I want that, but I also want it to make you healthy. I want it to have glutathione so it cleans out your liver.
Okay.
I want it to have a little bit of Xanax. So it's like there's nothing better than a Xanax, like accidentally in the morning when you go, ooh, I think that was in my pill jar. I think I just took the wrong pill.
But doesn't that just bring you down too much?
No. I must have gone this morning.
Wait, why does that not bring you down, though? No,
it doesn't.
What does it do to you?
I don't know. I can't even. I need something. I want the hair of the dog, but I want the dog. I want the dog. Like, I want, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing better than a cocktail if you're hungover. That cocktail rightens your boat. I want to be in the business of recovery. I want to be in the business of recovery. There's got to be a company that knows me. I need Aubrey Marcus. Here's what I need. I need a shaman. I need Aubrey Marcus. I need a scientist, doctor.
Yeah.
I need a doctor. I want a weekend. And we'll test things out.
I think they're going to tell you definitely scratch the Xanax as part of it.
It would be great if you get like the cocoa leaves where you just chew them up. Do you ever do that when you went to Peru?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Is it like Coke?
No. And you do coca tea. You drink coca tea too. It's a tea made from it.
And it is it?
It levels you out at high altitude.
Oh, I want a little bit of kava kava in it.
Okay.
Have you ever had kava kava?
No.
Kava kava, we were in Fiji and they would drink, they drink bowls of kava kava and it kind of makes you go,
Really?
We did it for Travel Channel. I was listening to Wilco on that boat, definitely. But the funniest part is kava kava, let me see what does it do?
What does kava kava, kava kava do? Hit the first drop down. Contains whatever. They act much like alcohol in your brain, making you feel calm, relaxed, and happy. The plant also thought to relieve pain, prevent seizures, and relax muscles. You can buy it as an herbal supplement online and at health food store. That could be part of your drink.
Yeah, we'll throw some kava kava in there. I want a cocktail. I want like a pill you got to bite into almost. I want it to be like, I really want, when we did kava kava, that we did it with this young lady who lives in Missouri, who's fairly religious and has never even drank alcohol. And they're passing around kava kava, and I've never laughed harder. She's the sweetest girl. See if you see Burt Trip Flip Fiji. She's really just adorable. I've stayed in touch with her and her husband. Her husband worked never mind. And so she drinks kava kava with me, and they're like passing it around. She drinks it, drinks the whole thing, hands it, and she goes, "Did I just do drugs?" Yeah, I think you did. "We can't show my parents this." She was awesome. "Did I just do drugs?" That's her.
Yeah.
She was on the boat. We had a great fucking time. That was a fun show, Trip Flip. It was a lot like being a whore, though.
How so?
Because what was I going to do? It was like good money. It wasn't even good money. I mean, now that I look back, it was like money. I was gone from my family the entire time. Yeah. I was living with other people that I now know. I know all of them. Like that guy Gabe.
Yeah.
Have I ever told you about the professional whistler?
Mm-mm.
This guy, Gabe, I've told him so many people about it. He's a professional whistler. We were in Costa Rica. we're playing the guitar. Someone's like, hey, does anyone play any other instruments? And he just goes, I'm a professional whistler.
He was, wait, is he crew?
No, he's the cast member.
Oh.
And I said, you're never going to find him online. Oh, wait, there he is. That's crazy. That's so funny. Oh, yeah, it's just a tweet. Well, I ran into him. I ran into him in Boise. He lives in Boise. He's still with the same chick. They're married. And I've always talked about this. We were at the fire, and I was like, I'm a professional whistler. And I laughed. I was like, yeah. He goes, no, I'm a really good whistler. I went, we're all good whistlers, Gabe. And he was like, no, I'm pretty legit. And we're like, okay. And he whistled Somewhere Under the Rainbow. And it was like, he does like this, like, there's got to be video of it. I know I shot video of it. I don't know where it is.
Hey, oh my God.
Hey, if you want to feel like this, then get Burt in a Bottle. What is it? What are we going to call my product?
Plan B was good. But
Plan B. I like Plan B. Plan B for Burt.
Yeah. Plan Burt.
Hey, everyone get your fat stick shirt.
Yeah, fat stick.
By the way, is this what you guys think I look like?
They gave you a lot of hair.
Yeah, I know.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders,
balloonists,
bobsledders,
and big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where's Fat Sticks?
Wow. You got amped up right now. Is this because you're going to see your parents?
You going to come over and have a burger with my dad? I told you. You don't want to.
Well, it's not that. It's just that I'm only home for like... Yeah.
I know. That's the other thing is like everyone's home for like fucking 2 days.
Yeah.
What are you going to spend time?
No, we just like... It's just at the house, fuck around. They'll just jump on me and, you know, just be crazy. We went fishing off the dock yesterday.
Or maybe I'll take my dad over to see your house.
Okay.
He'll be like, whoa, this is nice, big guy.
Yeah, that'd be your fucking... So... I was going to ask you.
What?
You're so crazy.
You guys are going to miss me when I'm gone.
Yeah, of course we will.
I hope so. Like, I hope when I die, people talk about me a lot.
They will. You make it sound like it's going to happen in a week.
It's not. I'm going to outlive a lot of people. I think it's going to be shocking.
I think so, too.
Let's list the people I'll live longer than. And then let's take odds on it. Think I'll live longer than Stanhope?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Joey?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yeah. Ari's going to die. Ari's going to. I bet Ari dies first.
Oh my God.
I bet he does. I bet. No, because Ari does dangerous shit.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a conversation about it the other day. Someone was like, sorry, Ari, if I'm spoiling beans. And nothing's a secret with me, okay? Ari called me and he was like, I'm worried about your drinking. I was like, I'm fine. It was a really good conversation. He goes, I hear stories and I want to make sure you're okay. I think it's because I'm so fat right now that I think when I lose weight, everyone's like, Bert's doing good and I'll still be drinking the same.
Yeah.
And so he goes, I said, well.
What curbs the, well, how would you do that? Would you just, diet, food?
Yeah, I'm, when Thursday, Thursday, I go home, nothing.
Eating?
I'm eating my trifectas. I do my trifectas on the road right now. And I know I look fucking fat right now.
Wait, and when you go, when you're home, you'll drink. You won't drink either.
I won't drink. I don't like drink. I don't care to drink at home. I mean, honestly, it pisses me fucking off that this is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna come home Friday, and Leanne's gonna go. Leanne does this thing and fucking makes me crazy. She'll go, I feel like a signature cocktail, and then I go, yeah. I always want that. I always want that. But now that I'm not drinking, that's when she wants it.
Right.
And then she go, I'm going to get a gin fizz. Would you want one, honey? And I go, yeah, but I'm not drinking right now. So let's not do gin fizzes because I'm not going to do, she'll do one gin fizz. I go, why am I doing one gin fizz? Give me, unless we're taking a Xanax and doing a gin fizz, I'm not doing one. I guarantee you. I'm going to do a signature cocktail. She'll go, we should have friends over tonight. I go, hey, I'm not drinking. Let's fucking lock it down.
Yeah.
Let's lock it down. I love not drinking. You go in, have dinner with the family. You do a workout in the morning. You feel great, right? Have dinner with the family. Everyone goes off to bed. Leanne sits on the couch with all her fucking animals. I go out to the man cave. I go out to the gym, and I get on the treadmill, and I just walk, and I fucking think of jokes, and I watch TV, and I fucking tweet, and I love it. I don't tweet really. I haven't been on Twitter in fucking forever. Maybe when Elon buys it, but I love not drinking. But then Leanne does this little fucking,
yeah.
I kind of want a glass of rosé. Do you want a glass of rosé? And I go, you already know I never say no to rosé. Why would you do that?
But I want another bottle of rosé.
Well then, she has one glass. I murder that bottle. And then I'm like, hey, what red can I open? And she was like, why don't we just go to bed? And I'm like, She is so fucking lucky.
She's lucky?
She really is.
What, in what way? Just that she ended up with you?
So like, this is going to sound like a delusional person.
No.
See,
you look just like your shirt.
Hold on. Okay. I want to share everyone. I always say that I don't know why people like you. That's one of my favorite things, those things. But then I just realized other people get to like it too.
Okay. That's good.
So fucking the other day I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about, I'm in Tulsa and I do this a lot where I go, I always do this. This is the last time I'll ever do that, right? I go, oh, this is the last time I'll ever do that. I remember one time I was taking a car service from Travel Channel down to a theme park in LA. I was in a car service and I was like, this is the last time I'll ever be in a car service. Like just thinking it all goes away. It all goes away. I'll never get to fly in a private jet. I got to really enjoy this. This is the last time I'm ever doing it. I do that. When I do theaters, I think it's a way of me appreciating what I'm having, my moments.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting outside Tulsa. And I thought, how did I get here? Like, I really am shocked that I got into theaters. I really am. And I remember distinctly a conversation I had with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan and I were sitting in the bar area by the refrigerator or whatever in the Comedy Store back where the, you know, by the cooks.
Yeah.
And he said, you need to get on Netflix. I remember it was like someone saying, you need to make a million. You should have $1 million. I remember thinking like, Joe, I don't know how to do that. I would like to get on Netflix too.
Sure.
And he was like, no, you got to get on Netflix. You got to get on Netflix. It's a game changer. You got to get on Netflix. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. And he goes, be undeniable. And I was like, what do you mean? I goes, how am I going to be undeniable? He goes, be undeniable. And I was like, so I wrote that in my joke book, be undeniable. And that was my focus, be undeniable. And then I went, undeniable is you just murder every time. But there was no riddle. There was no rhythm to how I could get to Netflix.
Sure.
And then I'm sitting there going, this is where it's going to take a turn for the worst. I'm sitting there going, I can't believe I actually got on Netflix. I can't believe it. I go, I can't believe that I got.
Didn't you send them a Comedy Works set?
No.
I thought you said we shot.
No, I shot one. I shot one to send to them, and then they just offered me an hour.
Without seeing it?
Without seeing it.
Oh.
Yeah, well, no, they offered me a half hour.
Oh.
And then I chose not to do the half hour, and I think they were like, what? And I was like, yeah, but I go, the art form's an hour. Like, the art form of stand-up comedy is 1 hour. That is 1 hour. That's what you're supposed to do. And then they just came back, and they're like, all right, how about an hour? And I was like, all right, I can't believe how lucky I am. And immediately I think, I can't believe how lucky Leanne is. I mean, that chick just blindfolded walking through the fucking world. At least I had a fucking path. She's just holding on to my tail. I mean, for real, I was a loser. I could have been a fucking loser.
Yeah.
How fucking lucky did she get?
She got so lucky.
She got so fucking lucky. Yeah. Like, this isn't supposed to work out.
Yeah.
Can you imagine meeting me when I was broke? I was broke and I got her pregnant and I was still a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
And all the people that, by the way, I feel bad because I didn't like the people that hated me. They were like, you need to get away from him. He's bad news. I was like, fuck them, fuck them. And I was like, now I look back, I was like, no, they were doing the right thing.
Really?
They were doing the right thing.
Do you think if you hadn't gotten her pregnant, would you guys have stayed together?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, I knew. That was the one for me.
Yeah.
Well, let me rephrase that. I will tell you this. This is going to sound shitty. I remember getting her pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting her pregnant and going, cool, she can have babies. She's definitely the one. I said that's a fucked up thing, but I definitely wanted to have kids. Like, I wanted kids. I wanted kids probably more than a wife. I wanted to be a dad.
Yeah.
And so when she, like, and we were watching our friends that couldn't have kids, and I was watching what was happening to them, and it was, like, fucking breaking them up, and it was they were fighting. And when Leanne got pregnant, I was like, now I know she's the one.
Was George born in 03 or 04?
George was born in 04.
I met you. Right, like as she was a baby, she was only like a month or two old. You guys brought her to the Brea Improv.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a weekend I was working with you. It's the first weekend I worked with you.
Can you believe how lucky? Like, I'm trying to think of this right. So, like, so as you ready for this?
Yeah.
As lucky as Leanne was to have met me,
yeah,
I was to have met you. Let me pitch it to you.
Okay.
You're not a big sparkle guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Right.
I am a tomahawk steak, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of presentation.
Yeah.
Maybe not the best cut of meat, a lot of presentation.
Yeah.
You are a petite filet.
Okay.
But you're just on a plate by itself. So when you see it, you're like, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
And then they're like, you try it. And you're like, okay. And then you cut it and you're like, oh, it's pretty good. but you go, it's not enough. I'm going to need more. And they're like, trust me.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
And then for you, because you're a petite filet, you really enjoy it. You get done. You don't feel sick to your stomach. And you're like, that was perfect. But I can't believe I found you. Like, I can't believe I can't believe. Why are we friends? Like I'm trying to remember, like, what made you fun for me? Because you know me, I'm all about, like, fucking being a lunatic.
Yeah.
What made you fun for me?
Don't know. I really don't know. I do remember that I enjoyed you immensely early on. And you made me laugh off stage, but you were on stage, but you were a really... You know, you were very sweet and very endearing, and you always were like, I could see you had a really genuine, nice side to you. Like, you didn't see that many comics that you meet. Like, comics weren't always like, hey, are you all right? You know, like you,
yeah.
You'd make sure everyone was like, I could tell you were a good person. And so I trusted you, I think. That's the thing. I think is that I trusted you, which is weird because I don't trust you with information.
Oh, you
but
couldn't.
I trust you, like, with everything else, you know?
I remember telling Aaron Rodgers to stop talking. I was like, I shouldn't hear any of this.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a panic, by the way? I texted Aaron Rodgers for the Greek, and I was like, hey, man, if you need tickets, and then no reply, like 2 days before. So I'm like, three days before, I'm like, yeah, just want to hammer you in. And then he wrote back. I'm not going to tell you what he wrote back. Why do I do this? What the fuck is wrong with me? What is that? Here's what I think about you. And this is, I keep going back to this. It's the things that made me laugh that I didn't think other people saw is what made me like you. Like, one of my favorite, like, It was, you know what it is? It's the same thing Leanne does. It's an acute awareness of who I actually am and pointing out who I actually am to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was almost like calling me on my shit.
Right. Yeah.
And you did that
probably quickly. Yeah.
And I remember going like, oh, I enjoy that. I enjoy it. It's the girls do that to me. The girls are like, will point out things. I remember saying, I don't know, I'm not going to get into it, but like I remember I made a joke to Georgia about her prom and she was like, and she just like the way she shot me back is the thing I like about her.
Right.
Like I made a joke about what her friends or they shouldn't do. And then she just kind of like, who are you talking to right now? And I was like, oh, that's, I like that. I don't know why. I remember one time, how many times do you think you burp? Do you remember? I remember that so vividly.
That was on the way to Brea too.
Yeah, you were going to Brea, and I said, "I'm only once, twice, you're 20." I just counted 20 in the last 5 minutes, and I went really, and I burped. I went, "Oh, I just burped." Then you're like, "Oh no, you burped nonstop."
You were like, the whole drive, and I was like, "Are you okay?" And you're like, "I think I'm fine." And then the next week, you're like, "Turns out, I got something going on with that." Yeah. You remember, then we, I mean. The
best is one of my fans, like, I love, there's, I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, maybe everyone sees it in you, but like, my favorite ones are your eyes speak so many sentences with just the littlest movements, like the littlest movements. Remember we had that friend who locked himself in his room, was going to drink himself to death, because.
Yes. I remember.
Look on your fucking face. I remember. That is my favorite. The fucking look on your face. Oh. Has that guy ever talked about that since?
Not in those terms. But yeah. Yeah.
God, that was a fucking.
That was a good time.
That was a really great fucking time. We should go to Hawaii. We should do a trip. Oh, you got to bring kids.
Yeah. I was thinking about this, that you're turning 50,
mm-hmm.
and Georgia will be going to college.
Yeah.
And Isla will be a junior next year.
Junior. She's got her braces off.
So she's almost like out, like 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I will be 50 in 7 years.
What?
And in 7 years, my oldest will be in eighth grade. My youngest will be in sixth grade.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Get out.
So I'll be an old dad.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah.
How old were you when Georgia was born?
I was 32.
Yeah.
I was 32. I was, I wasn't ready for it though. I'll tell you what, I'm sure I've spoken about this.
I remember, like, you would wear button-down collared shirts. Yep. With a t-shirt underneath. You're always in that.
I was a broke dad. You don't get to be a broke dad, which, trust me, that fucking sucks. Being a broke dad.
Yeah.
I didn't get to enjoy times with the kids because I was like, I had no career. This is back before the internet was a way you could make money.
Yeah.
So I would sit there. I could enjoy reading a book to the girls. I'd have to, like, just reading it, I'd have to do Sam Kinison voice to them, where I'd go, "Baby beluga in the deep blue sea. Dive, dive, dive. The Nishimaru's coming for you. You're going to taste your own blood." Like, I couldn't. Oh, I used to do, and I'd curse. I'd be like, "Oh, suck that whale cock. Suck that whale cock. Oh. And so Isla one time nominated me to, she was in kindergarten. She nominated me to read a book to her class. And so I go and I open the book and I'm like, "It's Baby Beluga or something." And she goes, "Duh." Like, I'm reading it. And she goes, "Whoa, what are you doing?" She's like, "Do a daddy voice." I went, "What?" She goes, "Oh." I go, baby, I can't." She's like, "Dad." She looks around and she's like, "He'll do it. He'll do it." Like, she had told her friends, my dad reads books better than anyone. And this is before class. All the parents were in the back. And they're talking and they're chit-chatting. And I was like, I go, "Baby, I don't think I can do this. I use daddy words." She goes, just do it. So I brought her class in close, and I was like, okay, I'm going to read a special part of this book, but we got to be real quiet, okay? So I was like, baby beluga. And I was like, oh, yeah. Deep blue sea. Oh, you're going to die, beluga. And just doing Sam Kinison's.
Yeah.
A glass truck ran over my face. I'm tasting my own blood. Oh. And the kids are crying, laughing. And one of the dads is like, are you doing Sam Kinison? And I was like, I'm a comedian. I just do Sam Kinison's voice. And then I was like, I got done. And she was like, oh, thanks. I thought you were bombing. I was like, but I couldn't. Being a broke dad sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks, man. It sucks. Like, there's a few things I'd make a charity for. Broke dads is one of them. Like, but it's just Christmas. Like, the times. It's okay. Like, just the times when you should spend extra money, that is where I'd make a. Like, we're just a little sparkle in life.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
But you could probably identify some broke dad and do that.
Yeah,
you could.
Yeah. It's too much work already.
Yeah, it's too much.
But like, you get to have I get jealous. I get jealous thinking of the life your kids get to have, because they're gonna. I mean, growing up, fucking skiing, fucking wakeboarding.
Yeah.
Fucking. You guys will take fucking badass trips. You're like, hey, we're going to Montana. Let's go fucking get motorcycles and dirt bikes.
Yeah.
And like, they're gonna have fucking cool shit. George and Isla, they got to have good vacations. They got to have great vacations. They had a great life. They've had a great life.
Yeah,
I'm taking them to Italy.
That's awesome. Where are you going?
I don't know. We have a travel agent plan and everything. It's for George's graduation. She wanted to go to Europe. She wanted to go to Italy specifically. And I said, we can afford it. Let's do it.
Are you going to keep the Italian boys away? You know, they're real fucking animals. You know that, right?
I don't know. Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
You like that?
I don't think that Leanne will get that much attention. I want the girls to have fun. Like, I don't want them to go around and fuck a bunch of Italian dudes, but I want them to have fucking fun. I want them to like sneak out and get drunk and like have fun.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to have fun. George is going to college. She's got to have fucking
good times.
Yeah. I mean, don't rob a train or anything, but
Christina has taught Julian, who's 3, that darn it is the worst word. Right? So she does a reaction and it's like, that's trying great. To get him to say that. But he just throws it in with everything else. So he gets real mad at me sometimes. Like, we FaceTimed the other day and he was in the pool. I go, hey, man. He goes, I don't want to talk to you. And I go, hey, I just want to say something. He goes, you're a fucking darn it. And I was like, I go, what? He goes, you're a fucking darn it. I'll cut your skin off. And I was like, well, he's got his dad's genes.
Jason Nash, you remember Jason Nash?
Yeah.
Jason Nash he never really like fully committed to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you'd get these really sparkles of genius from him. And I'd always go like, God, man, if you just only did stand up, you'd be great.
Because he does like a lot of video. Like
He does a YouTube vlog. He's good friends with David Dobrik. They're like best friends.
Yeah.
And so he had, and he's one of the more creative dudes I know. It's crazy that people only know him from vlogs. I've known him for a very long time,
yeah.
I knew him and his wife. And when his wife, Marnie, one time said, hey, I just walked by your son's room. His son was a baby. And he goes, and he said, fuck it. And she goes, will you talk to him? And so he goes in and he goes, hey, buddy, mom said you said fuck it. And he was like, yeah. He's like, what did you say it about? And he was like, he's like, I just said it. And he's like, well, no. You got to say it when you need to say it. Like, if you're looking at your Legos and they're overwhelming you, then go, fuck it, and walk out of a room. Or maybe look at your career and just go, fuck it. Maybe look at your marriage and go, ah, fuck it. He goes, all right, take care, bud. It's like his joke. It was so good. It was like teaching your kid how to curse.
Yeah.
Isla, when she was a kid, said, when I'm 16, I get to curse. I went, that's not how that works. She goes, it is, in my book. And she's 15, and she is chomping at the bit. She goes, at 16, I get to legit curse, Dad.
Oh, she doesn't do it now?
She doesn't curse. All she does is she flicks me off. So, like, when Leanne's not looking, she go, and I go, what the fuck is that for? And she's like, eh. And Leanne, but she doesn't
If they
curse,
do they get reprimanded?
Leanne will light them up.
She will?
What the fuck? What are you doing? like Georgia. Georgia, when Georgia turned 16, Isla's like, I'm so jealous. You get to curse now. And Georgia's like, I don't think that's how it works, Isla. But Isla thinks it's like a law that it, at 16.
You get to, yeah.
Yeah, but so she's got, she turned 16 in July. She's going to be lighting motherfuckers up. She'll be Joey Diaz. She'll be motherfucking cocksuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have, man, you're going to, but I wish I could start over. I would love to have a new family. mine's done. Like, yeah. It's like, they're going to college. Great.
What do you think you're
going
to do?
You mean show up at college all the time?
No, like, is that what you're going to do? Go visit them a lot?
She don't want me to.
But so what are you going to do with yourself?
What am I drinking?
What are you going to do with yourself? Like, when you're used to having your girls around.
And goes, well, I'll just do the road with you. No, thank you. We're going to have Captain Buzzkill come out with us. Can't wait. Hey, guys. Show's over. We's going to bed. Everyone's going to bed now. By the way, I think when I do Leanne's accent, I think I'm doing a black person's accent.
I mean, you did say Wheeze is going to Wheeze bed. Is going it, to sound, bed. It sounded like some
she
19.
Well, she doesn't like the way I do her accent.
Why?
I've been doing it on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, shit, ain't nothing new in my hometown, but I can't.
And she's like, bro, that's not how I talk.
She goes, I don't like my representation. You don't do my voice right. There was a joke I had that I can't tell on her special, but I can tell here. She went to a family reunion and ran into the dude she was dating. And her dad said, shit, you kin, but you ain't blood. You kin. That's what she said. You kin, but you ain't blood.
Yeah.
Which is like a big difference.
Yeah, sure.
You can. She made blood.
I mean, she's really from some.
She's from like.
Dirt road.
Oh, yeah. Dirt roads, pastures, fields, cattle. I learned from her dad. You don't ever. Her grandfather. Her grandfather was a fucking amazing dude. I mean, that guy was fuck. He could tell a story. And I remember asking him how many cows he had. And he said, boy. You don't ever ask a man how many cattle he has. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, I think I need to look in the field and count them. I was like, why would I? Like, I just, it was a conversation topic. And then we're in the car and he goes, we're in his truck and he goes, so look into a man's, out of nowhere, he goes, it's a look into a man's bank account.
Oh.
Because that's where he invests his money.
Sure.
That's his stocks.
It's like saying, how much money do you have?
Yeah, how much money do you have? Yeah, it's exactly. And I went, ooh, fuck. And then we went to a ranch in Texas and someone goes, so how many cattle do you have? And the guy was like, huh? And I was like, hey, don't ever ask a man how many cattle he has.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, thank you, man. Thank you, son. I was like, thank you. Sure thing, John. That guy was a fucking, I ran cattle in Texas for Trip Flip. That guy was a fucking treat. Remember, did you ever see the clip of me buying my own cat, buying a cattle?
I think I may have, actually.
It's the fucking hardest I've ever laughed in my entire life. If you want to. I think I'm a different person when I'm with you.
What do you think happens?
I don't know. I feel safe.
You do. See, that's the whole thing is that when you ask me like what, I don't know, like the thing I identified in you is that I felt like totally comfortable around you. And I genuinely enjoy you. Even all your fucking craziness. I enjoy it.
I'm tough to enjoy. Like I'm like, I'm a lot.
No, for sure you're a lot. Yeah. But it doesn't like bother me. You know,
like when I went to the
knife
Spyderco
store?
Shop.
I see it.
This is a good one.
How many did you buy?
Like 13.
Whoa, this is a sharp knife, huh?
It's a very sharp knife.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's it go in?
You got to push the
this thing.
I'll do it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Just cut your fucking hand off.
Yeah, it feels like it would.
Golden Colorado.
This is nice, man. You fucking
dude, you can.
One of these right here.
I bought a knife for that. I actually have a knife that is meant for that. I got a knife. I got a knife that was in the space shuttle. I got that. This knife is. This is a really pretty knife.
Where is it?
Like that.
Oh,
you like that? I went through a big knife phase. I did. When I was doing Trip Flip, I would always buy knives.
Really?
I'd buy knives wherever I was. So I was like, it'd be cool to remember being here and then when I bought this knife, and I don't remember where any of them, I bought any of them. I went through a hatchet phase. I went through a shoe phase. Yeah. I've been in a big hat phase.
I've been in a really problematic shoe phase.
For real?
Well, for a few years now. But,
so wait, what? But you don't
I'm building a new closet.
You don't do kicks. You do like designer shoes too.
No, I do kicks too. Yeah, of course.
Let's talk shoes for a second. Can I tell you what I bought drunk and don't remember buying?
What?
The Jordan Cements.
Uh-huh.
I bought those. I just found them on our bus.
Yeah.
And I bought them over at, I'm going to fuck up.
There's a bunch of drawers on our bus, you know, like in the back. They're all shoes. Every single one.
Really? How many shoes do you have on your bus?
On the bus?
Yeah.
Probably 20, 25.
Okay. Then Peter can go fuck himself.
What?
We started putting my shoes under bunks.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you have a lot of shoes on this bus. I have like 10 pair of tops.
Oh, no. More.
I have running shoes. I have a pair of Florida State shoes. Like FSU gave me some shoes.
Yeah.
If there's a shout out to fucking the people at FSU were so cool.
Well, we've been finding too on the road, you know, you look for things like activities.
Yeah.
So we find the hot sneaker store.
Have you been to the one in Philly?
No.
Okay. What's the name? Hey, will you yell for Peter to find out the name of my shoe shop in Philly? Can you Nadav? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'll text him.
This place is the shit.
Really?
I mean, I got to be honest with you too. Every time I've been in, they've closed off the shop, allowed us access, and they've hooked us up hard as fuck. And then we ended up partying and going out to an open mic.
Suplex Sneakers.
Suplex Sneakers. Suplex Sneakers on South Street in Philly.
Ooh.
Is fucking legit. I mean, dude, they turned me on. I think they turned me on to Yeezys. They turned me on to, they've fucking been, and they've got a vintage shop across the street. I think they gave me the shirt I'm supposed to give you.
Really?
Yeah, some rapper from Cleveland or Cincinnati.
Okay.
I got to get you that shirt. I'll have Peter run it back over. But yeah, man. Ooh. Sweet. So our thing's on the road to Suplex. When are you in Philly next?
That's a good question. I don't know that it's on my upcoming dates, but, you know, I always go to Philly a couple times a year.
Yeah. Dude, you got to go. You got to go. And I'm telling you, hit them up before time. Let them know your size.
It's such an addiction.
So then let's talk about what shoes you like, because I feel like I've tapped out. I'm a big Nike SB low dunk guy.
Yeah.
Dunk low.
I like the dunk lows.
And I love anything Virgil did.
Remember when I found all the off-white stuff?
Remember when I found out he wasn't a French guy? He wasn't like an old French white dude?
Yeah.
You were like, what color do you think he is? I was like, white?
Yeah.
And you're like, nope. I like off-whites. So then walk me into something I'm going to like, because I don't like high tops. I got to be honest with you. I fucking hate high tops. I'm too fat to tie them.
Okay. I don't know what you, I mean, like, it seems like you found your,
I know, but your style, introduce me to something new.
But there's, I think you should do a dive into the designer's sneakers, like the high-end designer sneakers, because you'll find one that's low, like style like you like, and you're gonna be like no, and you'll be like that.
Have you seen, not to do a shameless plug, have you seen my new slides? I think they're already on sale, so I think they've already sold out.
Video of you dancing.
Have you seen this? Yeah, but have you seen the slides?
No.
Go to Freewater.
Bert Kreischer slides.
No, those are my flip flops. God, I love my fucking flip flops.
The Birdie slide. There you go.
Not even a joke.
That
these
one?
Are my favorite, dude. Ooh. So these are the BK. There's Russian acrylic. Go to the camo ones. Camo ones, they are so fucking comfortable, Tommy. I got them at an event. They made them, and they were like, hey, what do you think about doing a release of these? It's like standing on a fat person. They are so fucking comfortable.
Okay.
Are they for sale right now? Those are Leanne's.
It looks like it.
They are so fucking comfortable.
She made those or designed those?
Yeah, so Leanne did the design. So if you zoom in, you can see that the camo is actually Leanne doing something. Is it her?
That looks like a dog?
It looks like a dog. I don't know. I can't see it.
Like there's maybe it's one of your Great Danes.
Oh, that's one of our dogs.
And then there's Mac, a design of a woman.
And
like
then there's
this.
A design of a woman. So it's like Leanne came up with the idea. It was pretty fucking smart.
Is that a yoga pose she's doing?
Yeah, she's doing a yoga pose. She was like she does yoga. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
I should have yogurt fucking 20 fucking years ago, guys.
Okay? She's like, I love yoga.
I love yoga. Go back to mine. See what my design is. My design is, she did this. She was like, it would be cool if you're doing camo, if you're in the camo. So it's like a little Easter egg. Oh, yeah. That's a fucking flattering shot. Yeah. Oh, there. That's me. Oh, yeah. And so, but they are comfortable as fuck. I'm going to send you a pair.
Okay.
They're fucking comfortable as fuck. And, and then I went in and I was like, oh, Kanye West did something similar. I was like, oh, wait, I did something similar.
No, but I think you would enjoy that doing what I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you go to like a department store. Go to like a nice department store.
Really?
Yeah, because they don't carry what you normally see.
Yeah.
They won't carry like Nikes and Adidas, but they'll have every designer who you don't even know, but the shoes are out. So you just be like, no, 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 no. And you'll be like, what the fuck is this?
Really?
Yeah. And there's everything.
You know what I got the other day that I thought as a lark? I got Red Wing boots.
Oh yeah.
I was like, because it was snowing wherever we were.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? I don't have any boots. We were climbing to the top of a mountain or something.
Oh yeah, I did see you do that.
Yeah, and so I got Red Wing boots, and they're hard to get my foot into, oddly enough. Like I got the ones, like, see those ones in the middle? I got them in blue. I got those in blue. And I really enjoy wearing them. And I don't wear them with socks which is crazy because I'm a sock guy. I'm a real sock guy.
Yeah.
But I don't wear them with socks because I have a hard time getting my foot in with a sock on.
Okay.
Oddly enough. But they're really fucking great boots. They're the ones. There's one I got, the blue. Keep going. That's one I have.
That's nice.
And yeah, it's a good looking boot, right?
Yeah. That's nice.
I think I bought everyone Red Wing boots on my tour.
Those are dope, dude. I like
those. That's a fun thing to do is when you go get treats for everyone.
Yeah.
Like we did when we went to Divide and Conquer. Mm-hmm. I got everyone those Guayabetas. Have you ever seen the Guayabetas? Pull up Divide and Conquer. I know we talked about it last week, but pull up the Guayabetas. They're fucking great. You'd be a good Guayabeta guy.
You told me this.
Yeah.
How do I spell that?
Nope. Just type in. There you go. No, I don't know. No. Never mind. Never mind. It's already too late. It's gone.
Oof.
I gotta clean out my closet when I get home. That's what I'm gonna do, Tommy. That's what I'm gonna do.
Wait, it's a good. First of all, it's a really good feeling. I keep doing it.
And I'm gonna clean out. I'm gonna get rid of everything.
You are?
Yep.
Whole new wardrobe.
Whole new wardrobe.
What kind of wardrobe? What's your style gonna be? Why
have No. Why? Well, I have one. Ooh, that's a good. Remember we talked about styles.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna just go t-shirt, jeans, flip flops for a while, and just be t-shirt, jeans, flip flops. But here's the deal: I have so many shirts, so many shirts that like fucking I never wear. I only wear, really only wear the James Purse shirts. It's like, yeah. James Purse is the fucking dude. I would geek out with him the same way I would with. Well, that I will with Jeff Tweedy. By the way, I wonder if I just got my, because I think they said you could come backstage and meet him. I wonder if they're going to see this and be like, I think that's a bad idea.
Oh, they might. Yeah. But whatever.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I already don't know him.
Yeah.
It's not going to, like, I still don't love the fucking show.
Yeah.
This is what I would say about Wilco, about the way I've formed my business. And I mean this for every fucking person that has a business online. When we did the Greek, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to sell it out clean. That was it. Number one. I wanted it to be clean. I wanted to sell out every fucking seat. I don't know. I get OCD about shit like that. Same way I was for Red Rocks. I want it to be clean. I have Jeff Tweedy comes. Wilco comes into LA all the time, and I don't know about it. I don't know about it, and I follow him on Instagram. I follow their newsletter. I follow everything on Wilco.
How does that happen?
It just comes in. They put them on sale, and it's like, oh, whatever. You know, that's just the way. Like Bright Eyes, is it the Greek? I want to go see Bright Eyes. Have you know who Conor Oberst is?
No.
Oh, are you being serious?
I'm being totally serious.
Oh, you don't know who fucking Conor Oberst is?
No, no.
Dude, this guy is fucking, oh, Tom.
Is he like one of these guys that plays like 20 instruments?
No, he plays the guitar and he's fucking awesome, dude. Awesome. You've got to fucking download Bright Eyes right now. Listen to him. You're going to fall in love. It's a little bit softer, a little bit more like mood music, like a little... This is the first day of my life. Like, you know, like fun.
Mm-hmm.
So like Conor Oberst is at the Greek and I don't know about it. I don't know about it. And I'm not saying I'm saying it's as an artist, it's his responsibility to get people that love him
to the show,
to come out to the shows.
Sure.
Like, and I say this to Wilco, I have allotted, I have at least $500 that's yours. It's in my bank account. Anytime you want it, you come to LA, I'll give it to you. I'll buy your merch. I'll buy your tickets. I'm going to have a fucking great time. By the way, I'm going to spend more than $500 on that night. I will. But I will buy every fucking shirt you have. I'll buy the poster. I'm going to buy all of it. I'll probably lose it at the Greek. I won't even remember to bring it home with me. But it's your money. I want you to have that. Because that's how much fun you have made my life.
Yeah.
I get to get in my car, get on a motorcycle, listen to Wilco, and I get to fucking jam out and disappear. It's so much fucking fun that you've earned that money. When you come, by the way, I want to have that moment again. I want to see you live. I want to see you live. I remember where I sat at the Greek when I watched Wilco. But you're not getting the money from me because you're not letting me know you're there.
Yeah.
So that's how I work my business.
You're going to talk to Tweety about this when you...
No, I won't bring this up.
Okay.
But this is... by the way, I will fucking take a year off to promote Wilco. You know what I could do for their fucking business?
We'd be doing
stadiums.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't deserve to be playing the same venues they play. I'm doing Red Rocks the day before he's doing Red Rocks. Dude, I'm like, trust me, I'm going to have to hustle to sell those tickets. They're going to sell out clean the day they announce them. Right?
Sure.
I think that way for people about us. Like, there's people watching right now that are like, Bert, what you just said about Wilco is how I feel about you and Tom.
Sure.
Like, hey, man, we're not as big of a thing as Wilco, but there are people going, hey, man, I got $100 to give you.
Yeah.
Like, come, I'll buy tickets. I'll buy good tickets, and I'll buy a shirt. I would love to. It's my responsibility to let them know
that you're
I'm coming
be
to
there.
Their town.
Yeah.
It's not their responsibility to find out when I'm coming to their town. Do you remember there's comics, they're not bleep this name, who consistently would be like,
berate the fans.
I was just in your city. You need to sign up for my newsletter. Go fuck your newsletter. It's your responsibility to promote every single day. If you have an open seat every single day until the day that show airs, the day you do that show, so that there's a, hey man, there was a young lady that was in Tulsa the other night who's driving across country and was like, oh, my dad and I are big fans of yours. And I was online. I saw your Instagram post, and there was a single seat left. I grabbed it. I was so cool. I appreciate you posting about it. And so that's the way I look at like Wilco, because I get bummed when I'm like, Wilco was just here. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And I identify with that guy who texts, what's his name, and is like, yo, when are you coming to Boston? And he's like, I was just there, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know. So, but I don't know. I think
it is annoying when somebody follows you online though, like follows like your Instagram and goes, when are you coming to Boston? Like I'm promoting it on this platform.
Yeah. Oh, so, well, yeah. Yeah. Well, not everyone is like online all the time.
No, it's true. It's why there is a not just an argument. You should promote something more than once. Promoting it once doesn't mean that like it's promoted.
Yeah, not at all.
A lot of people do that. They're like, I put it up and that was it.
No. We do. I do hard pushes. Look, I mean, the only thing I do that's good, arguably, is stand up in this podcast.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about, if you don't know about Two Bears, I'll sell you hard as fuck on Two Bears. I've done it before. Your dad says you have a podcast. I say, yeah, you being serious? And they say, yeah, what is it? Like, I say, I have two, Birdcast, which is a different vibe. And then Two Bears, I do it with my best friend. And I go, if you haven't watched Two Bears, you're sleeping. And they're like, what do you mean? I go, just Google Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Immediately. Dude, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I go, yeah, it's me and my best friend. We're inarguably two of the funnier dudes in this country. I mean, without a fucking doubt. I mean, we're legit.
Yeah, legit.
We're top 20 on Netflix.
Sure.
Like, we're funny fucking guys.
Yeah.
And we love each other, and we fuck around, and we say regrettable things, and we get drunk sometimes, and we get high, and we put butt plugs in our ass, and we fucking threaten Jennifer Aniston, and we fucking drink Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I drink Kool-Aid, a gallon a day. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Here's the deal. I don't get, motherfucker, man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's like, I'll sell you on some shit I know is good.
I was in a hotel gym, and the Celtics were in town playing whatever city we were in. And one of the Celtics was in the gym, and he goes, oh, man, I'm a big fan of Two Bears. And I go, oh, thanks. And he goes, can I take a picture? And I go, yeah, sure, man.
Wait, what's Celtic?
I don't remember his name.
What?
I don't remember his name. He was really tall.
Okay.
And
he... Pull up the fucking starting lineup of the Celtics.
So just pull up the roster, not the starting lineup. Boston Celtics 2022 roster. And then... It might have been, hold on, keep going. Go back to the left. Hit Sam Hauser. I think it was Sam.
Okay, keep going.
So he takes a picture with me. And you've seen this big 6'7" dude. And he's like, I really appreciate it. And, you know, he asked me what I'm doing in town. And then he walks away. Well, there's another guy working out in the gym, just like some dude. And he sees it all. So he's like, what does he listen to? And I was like, what? He goes, what did he say? You have a show? I go, oh, yeah, he listens to Two Bears. He goes, what is that? And I go, it's a podcast. And he's like, oh, I listen to podcasts. I go, okay. Good. And he goes, what's like the kind of the formula of that show? Like, what are you talking about? And I go, listen, man.
It's really hard to explain.
I don't know if you'd like it. And he's like, what? And I go, well, he goes, what are the topics? Like, what do you guys discuss? Is it like economy, news? And I was like, no. And he was like, so what is it? I go, it's comedy. And he's like, it's a comedy show? I go, it's called
Two
Bears,
One Cave.
My friend
doesn't know who Justin Trudeau is.
Yeah. I go, just, you can look it up. I did like the opposite of selling him. I think it's leg day. We got to go. So that's how I sold him. He was like, all right.
No. I love when, my favorite is when to hear someone sell it to someone else.
Yeah.
So like, we were in a restaurant the other day and there's every chef, by the way, that I go to, wherever we go to any like restaurant, not chef, but like the cooks.
Yeah.
They're always like, one guy came out the other day and goes, I'm listening to you right now.
Right now. I get
right
that,
now. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, cool. But it's fun when someone goes, wait, what is it? And then they have to explain it in front of you.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's, I don't know. They're like, it's Leanne.
Oh.
Hello.
What's up, baby doll?
Nothing. I'm doing Two Bears, One Cave with Tommy.
Oh, well, you might find this interesting for Two Bears, One Cave.
What's up?
Your daughter Isla got busted at school for gambling. She was playing dice. Got busted. That's what I tell you. I didn't know you were on.
Fuck.
Wait, she's shooting dice?
Dice!
Yeah, she's playing left, right, center.
Oh, fuck.
For money at lunch, and she got busted.
Wait, is she in trouble?
Yeah, I think so. Jesus Christ.
I think she might be in a little bit of trouble. She's gambling at an all-girls Catholic school. At lunch. For money.
Dice? Fucking... Domino, motherfucker!
Right?
Oh,
man. I thought I'd let you know.
All right. All right.
So, can we call Isla?
She's detained at the moment.
She's like,
are you fucking serious?
She's in the principal's office.
Yeah, she's being detained for shooting dice. Motherfucker.
You know?
God damn it.
I don't think she knew it was technically gambling. I don't think she understood. But yeah, she got in trouble for gambling.
Oh, good. All right. Well, when do you get into Austin? Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Man.
I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Fucking Isla.
Yeah. The Isla stories never end. Yeah. That's fantastic.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
What if you're like, what? How much were you gambling? She's like $400.
I go, why? She goes, I'm just fucking looking for something to make me feel alive. A long day. I'm fucking this break.
Yeah.
That fucking child, man. That child has been a fucking, her and her sister. I loved having kids. It was so much fun. I would do it again.
Yeah.
Leanne's done. I would love to get her pregnant now. It'd be fucking awesome to sneak one past the Goldie. Hey, should measure myself now.
After what happened?
It's been 2 days.
Okay.
Okay, I gotcha. What were we talking about before Leanne called? Oh, listening to people describe two bears to someone in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's ones where I go like when we did the Stefano one, I did, and it's kind of crazy, but I didn't want to promote. I was nervous that people would just mock us
for getting crying, emotional, for
crying so fucking hard.
No, I think people actually really connected with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't read it. I really try not to. And I do dabble every now and into the comments. Like I'll see, like I'll post a video and I'll be like, oh, that was a cool video. Oh, it's getting a lot of likes. And I'll like every now and then dabble in the comments, and then just one comment will fuck it up for me.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, God damn it. If you just look. I told my, I have a team who, you know, does my social media for me.
Yeah.
So like they do everything. I send them everything. They post everything. And I just shoot it. And then I stay out of the mix that way. And they'll be like, comments are great on this one. And I was like, hey, just so you know, don't delete anything bad. If it's bad, leave it up. I don't want to delete anything.
Yeah.
So once I'll tell Leanne, like Leanne reads all her comments. I go, don't read your fucking comments. Cause the good ones mean as much as the bad ones.
It's true.
You know, I can't help it though. I do every now and then. Like
it's hard to resist, but you're totally right. The you're the best ever. You're the great. All that stuff is as meaningless, and it should be as you're the worst. You suck. Like, you know, you can't buy into either one.
I read someone else's comments one time.
Yeah.
I read someone else's comments and I got trashed in their comments. And I was like, motherfucker. They're like, I bet Bert fucking died. And I was like, what the fuck, dude?
That's nothing to do with me.
I'm not even on this fucking thing. I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
All right. Look, I'm exhausted.
All right. Should we...
let's wrap it up.
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
I'm really glad you introduced me to stem cells.
Good. I'm glad you're getting them.
Again.
And what are you going to... Oh, this is what I wanted to ask you. Because you're a treat guy. You like treats.
Yeah.
You've been on a big tour.
Yeah.
You're about to do another tour with your Fully Loaded, and you'll tour some more in the fall. So what's a year-end Birdie Boy treat going to be? You got to get a treat yourself.
Oh, that is the greatest fucking question anyone's ever
asked. And let
me
give you some advice.
Okay.
Don't ask Leanne what she thinks.
No shit.
Just do it.
All right. So I'll tell you what one of my treats would be. Jeff Tweedy playing at my house. That would be a fucking great treat.
I also wouldn't. I would book it before you, and then be like, guess what I did? You know what I mean? Like, if you do it.
Oh, yeah. I would never tell Leanne.
Yeah.
I just do it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, I'm throwing a surprise party for myself.
Yeah.
I'll tell you treats I want.
Okay.
I want a sailboat.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I kind of want a sailboat. Like, I want to do something. Like, everyone seems to have hobbies but me. Like, you like race cars. You like fucking, you do things. Mm-hmm. You have interests. Rogan hunts. Like, I want to have an interest. And I was like, maybe I'll do sailing. I'll have to be sober because you can't sail drunk. I was like, maybe I'll get a sailboat. Maybe I'll do like a, I don't, I wish I liked cars more. Like, I wish I really liked cars. Like, the car you have out there, I was like, it's a beautiful car.
Yeah.
I don't know if I enjoy driving fast.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy like,
you can still get cars that are. That aren't fast, that are just fun to drive and cruising.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking about doing.
What?
I think I'm toying with the idea. For Fully Loaded and for tours, getting a Sprinter van that we can pull behind the bus so that when we get to a city, we have a van to take us places. I would love a Sprinter van.
That's nice.
I would love a Sprinter van to take me around, like when I go to spots, have a driver come get me, take me to the show, do the spot and come home. I love a Sprinter van.
Yes, those are key on the road.
Okay, maybe let's go smaller treats.
Okay.
A motorcycle.
Really?
I'd love to get a motorcycle. Maybe I'll get a dirt bike.
Very cool.
I mean, a watch is what I would get, right?
Why don't you get it?
Eh,
What does that mean?
I don't have any. I don't like any more watches.
Oh.
It's like the same with shoes. Like I like Rolexes, and I got one, and I have three, and I like them, but I don't know that there's another one that I really like. Like
I got
like
you.
When you one time I think you texted me a picture, and you're like, oh, this is a badass Rolex, and I was like, I want to know why. Like I don't know why.
Yeah. Then I mean, I think you just need to.
I like your watch today.
Thanks.
It's good looking.
Thank you.
And then I was like, oh, I like that watch. And then I was like, when we were doing that meeting in there, I was like, I'm just wearing the same watch every day. I just wear the same watch every
day. That's fine. It's what you like. Just go with what you
like. What are you going to do for your, when your tour's over in 2027, what are you going to do with your, what are you going to treat yourself?
I have no idea. I don't know. It feels far away.
I wouldn't mind.
What?
We've been toying with this. I wouldn't mind buying a house in Austin.
That's cool.
I know.
That's cool.
I would love to fucking be here
place.
And then just hang.
Yeah.
And not feel like I'm rushed to be in 2 days and 2 days.
Can I introduce you to a realtor?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be hilarious if you did that without telling me.
I love our doctor's house.
Really?
I love his house.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think I should text him and tell him I want that coffee tomorrow?
Yeah.
That coffee was fucking amazing.
Amazing.
Dude, I remember Leanne took me to see the Rednecks of Comedy. Not the Red, the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. Blue Collar Comedy Tour. She was like, she bought us tickets and was like, I really want you to see this. These are like my favorite comics. She loved the Kings of Comedy.
Yeah.
So when this came out, she's like, this I'm going to love. And Leanne cackled. Through the whole fucking thing. And I was looking at it through a comic's eyes.
Yeah.
So like, I was laughing, but I was like, okay, maybe I got that joke. Not, you know, whatever. When Ron White came out and told Tater Salad, there's a handful of jokes that I can tell you today that I go pivotal in the way I see comedy. Like Kevin Hart did Shaq and Cedric's All-Star Comedy Jam.
Yeah.
He followed three dudes. Followed, I almost remember this, Tommy Davidson, D-Ray Davis, Ari Spears, and then Kevin Hart, I think, is the lineup. Kevin Hart closed it. And everyone else was out there doing, like, adult material because, it's everyone's, like, pussy eating or, not to take away from anyone else's set, but, like, talking, doing what I would do is I'd go for, like, man, I went down on my wife, whatever. Kevin Hart went out and talked about his kids. That's it. And I realized very quickly, everyone in that room's got kids, pretty much. Everyone identifies with that material. And I was like, and that's what he's going through. Why would he talk? That's who he is.
Yeah.
I remember fucking being like, holy shit, man. You don't have to be something you're not to be funny. Like, I wanted to be like ...
Yeah.
I'll just say Dane Cook was like,
yeah,
cool hip. Daniel Tosh, yeah, cool hip, young. I wanted to be that, but I had kids. And I was like, he's just talking about who he is. Changed the way I saw everything. Bernie Mac's I Ain't Scared of These Motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those moments where you're like, this is on the fly. He's doing this. And Ron White's Tater Salad story, it was a game changer for me. I was like, dude, if I remember legit saying, if I could have one story that good, I'd sell my soul to the devil. And then I remember watching him do it and he didn't tell it on stage. And I was like, oh, it's my favorite thing you've ever done. Please do it. And he was like, I don't do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, well, okay, well, sit down. When I was 22 years old, I got involved with the Russian Mafia. He's like, what? I was like, you're going to hear it. I told that story to Amanda Knox.
You did?
Yeah.
On the podcast?
I'm fucking horrible.
Oh, Jesus. All right. We got to run. We got to go.
By the way, I barely feel buzzed.
As you should. It's time to get started.
Are we done? We don't have to do reads, do we? Motherfucker!
All right.
Hey.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call
Two bears, one cave.